party, yeah, we only do some.
We get it right.
The podcast. Friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my God. Welcome to the brand new season, the brand new era of Dawson Refused to be Categorized, the podcast.
So exciting.
I know. We are doing it totally differently. Like, surprise, surprise. This time I'm just taking it up a level. I just want to do an upper level, new era, new evolution, new
elevating.
Elevating the experience. Ascension, yeah. If you will.
If we must call ourselves gods, then we shall.
Every opportunity. So I wanted to, like, I've been doing the podcast for like 3 years. You've listened to it. It's mostly just me just talking shit in the car. And I have been loving that, and that's really fun. But then I was like, I'm just ready for something new. And so I just had this vision of us in a space like this and to be doing it as a video podcast. So if you want to watch this, it's like a full fucking video because we have some shit on our heads. We've got some stuff going on. We've got, it's a whole scene.
So exciting.
I know. And I wanted to do it not just by myself, because if I had to be in a studio by myself for 8 hours, I'd rather fucking die. Like, I'd just get that cucumber out and just stab myself in the face.
So you got to say something else.
Repeatedly. I actually will.
I was like, could be fun.
It could be fun. Well, it's always going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do it with someone. And so I brought my favorite playmate and one of my darlingest friends, Maddie Beaufort, the artist. You can find her at Madison Beaufort Art on Instagram. You can find, it's Madison Beaufort Art.
Yes, yep. Nice. .com. All the things.
All the things.
Badass art of women.
Yes.
Yeah. Colorful. Beautiful. All stories. Oh, my God.
Divine. There's one of me and my tits. So
it is sensational.
Yeah.
And sensational.
It's one of your best sellers. So yeah, therefore, obviously.
It's going to sell out after this. This is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go check it out.
If you find it's got You Are the Sun written on as gold. We should put like the link in the show notes.
We should. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So everyone can have a shrine to you as well.
Yes.
That would be beautiful.
That's all I've
That's what my
wanted.
Room looks like. It's actually just you and all these candles. It's very seancey. It's beautiful.
Makes me feel really cherished. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've always wanted a bit of a stalker. So,
I mean, I'm so glad I can be that person for you. That makes me really happy. Awesome.
So, I wanted to share with you, everyone, how I met the beautiful Maddie, because I love love stories and I love friendship love stories.
Yes. Yep.
And I think it's fucking magical how, like, people cross paths and how they find each other.
Yeah. And our love story is, I feel like it's magical.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I never would have expected it to turn into this, and this is magic. So how exciting.
It is. So we have been friends for 5 years now. I think it's almost our 5-year anniversary.
Isn't that crazy?
And
I was like 18 when we met.
I know. You were so little.
Such a baby.
Such a baby. And Maddie was the assistant teacher in my kids' classroom. And of course, my girls are obsessed with Maddie. Why wouldn't you be?
They're very cute.
Yeah, they are. They're the sweetest. I'm glad that it's like other people recognize that as well.
Oh, you couldn't possibly not.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was just like an instant connection.
We were talking.
Yeah.
It was my first day and you were the only parent who came up to me and we were talking. Do you remember?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, I don't remember that. I was the only parent.
The only parent. And I was like so nervous because I was like, never done this before. And you came up and we were talking and you're like, I think you said like, what's your like number one like dream? Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to go to Mongolia. And you were like, Mongolia? And I was like, someone else. So we had this like connection and we were talking about some documentary or something.
Yes.
And I walked away and I was like, I'm ready for my first day of work. And I was like, it just renewed me with this like sense of like, I will be okay. I have this. I am a god. I just sort of walked into the class and I was like, from that day on, perfect.
Amazing. And like my favorite, like, and I do remember that whole conversation because we were talking about you wanted to go like on a horseback ride through Mongolia.
Yeah.
And I'd watched this beautiful documentary about a dad taking his autistic son to go like to all the Mongolian shamans and ride horses, and it was just amazing. Oh. And then we also discovered we had a shared love for Long Way Round.
Yes, the motorbike show. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I haven't thought about that in years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's like Ewan McGregor, Charlie Borman. It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
And you were saying, oh yeah, yeah, I love after work like to go into the hot tub and watch it. And I was like, is this actually what I thought?
I live my best life in that hot tub. Oh, how dreamy. I haven't watched that in ages. Now I'm going to be obsessed with it again.
I know, for sure.
I love Long Way Round. That's my dream.
Yeah.
One day we're going to be older. Let's give it 10 years.
Okay.
And we're going to be motorbike riding just anywhere. And we'll look over each other in our leather jackets and be like, we've made it. And then we'll just keep going. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
I think we should do it on horseback though.
Oh, you know, we can mix it up.
Yeah. I was thinking James at the Bond. Very least, we should go do like one of those horseback rides on Noosa North Shore together. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my dream. Okay. Let's do that.
Perfect.
Please.
Perfect.
I know, because Leonie, you have a history of horse riding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love horse riding.
Mm. You do.
And you're a real cowgirl.
Yeah. But like anyone who doesn't know, I grew up on a cattle property. I started my first memories being on a horse's back. I was maybe 18 months, 2 years old. And then I was mustering cattle by the time I was 4 years old and spent just an enormous quantity of hours on a horse's back. And I feel really, really lucky. And on some levels, I wish that my kids could have that childhood, but then I also just don't wish them like the childhood all trauma the of yeah. living on a yeah. farm.
That'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I just can't be fucked doing anything physical, like hard work. It's not for me. I'm not that girly.
Pilates is a stretch.
It is a stretch.
Puns. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, me and Mads were just like insta love, and we do have an age gap between us, obviously. Well, like we've got how much between us? Nearly 20 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm 41.
41. Yeah, I'm 24. So 15.
Oh, there we go. I know. Hey, look at that. That's nice.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think it's like a beautiful thing because when I was your age, some of my closest friends were in their like 40s. And there was like just this crew of them, and there was Deb and there was Mr. Paris and there was Emilisa and Donna, and they were just such wayfinders for me. And I was like, oh, that's what it's like to grow up and to live a good life.
Yes. Yeah. And that's exactly how I feel.
Oh.
Beautiful little mentor. Love it.
And like also it's like it was such a big thing for me because I didn't see my I didn't necessarily want to echo what my parents had done. Like I wanted to do things differently.
Yes, yeah.
As no child has ever said before.
None.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. That's it, isn't it? It's so nice. I find most of my people are a little bit older, and it's so good because they're all, you know, I feel you guys are all out creating something and really living it and so in your bodies and so in your who you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's what I want to be. I don't want to do the messing around, I think. Well, I still do the messing around, but, you know, like I really, yeah, I love being surrounding myself with people who are really just committing and loving it and doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love
you. I love you. I'm so obsessed with you. So, yeah, like we started with the whole teacher's assistant stuff and then we just – kept on developing a friendship.
Yeah.
And I hope this is okay to say, but at some point your boss did say to all of the people that worked at the school that you can't be friends with any of the parents. And Maddie said, Leonie's too important to me. I'll actually quit.
Yeah, I did. I was in the meeting and I was like, but that doesn't mean Leonie though, does it? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, no. And I just kept going. So I will.
It was like our friendship, our love story is too important.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Such mediocre things, you know? And you're not at school. We're not at school anymore. And
look, our friendship has lasted.
I know. This. And it will continue to prevail.
Yes. Oh.
I thought as well, like, it'd be so fun because one, we'd get along like a house on fire.
Mm.
But also, you're kind of like where I was when I was starting my business.
Yes.
And I love that you can like ask me questions and it's like younger Leonie asking me those questions, especially, you know, this, I'm nearly two decades into my business, and to get to the point where I can be like, oh, I kind of somewhat know some of the answers to this. That's,
you know, all the answers.
Yeah, yeah. Even if it's like, oh, who fucking knows?
Yes,
that's
yeah.
The answer to it, because there's never going to be an answer to those things.
Yes, exactly. I don't think I've ever come to you with a like something and you're like, I don't know the answer.
Mm.
Ever. You're just like, yes.
Yes.
Here's the way to fix it. Or, yeah. You know, you just have that ancient goddess wisdom inside of you.
Or I'll go, oh, you think that's bad. This is like, listen to the epic mistake I made and how much it cost me.
Yes.
Because that always
Yeah, which is beautiful.
Up.
It's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
Like I've never done things on that scale that you've done as well. So it actually makes me feel really good when you tell me stories like that. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. Like, I just remember we went for a walk one night and we somehow got into a gated community that we shouldn't have been in, sort of got locked in there, but it's okay, we made it out. And I was telling you about how I'd like had $100,000 missing revenue in my business, and I realized it was because I got addicted to Star Stables, which is this little pretty pony game. And so I was like, if you think you're unproductive, wait until you hear about my $100,000 pretty pony mistake. And you and me were just walking down the road, just bent over in laughter.
It still makes me laugh now.
It still makes me laugh. I love making mistakes because it's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. And your mistakes are great. And I think it gives everyone else permission. Like I think of my mistakes, I'm like, I have to take them as unseriously as Leonie takes her mistakes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, just chill about my mistakes. I've not had any as funny as that one, but we'll get there one day. I hope to have a Star Stables mistake.
Oh, mate. There's like game. Heaps more, like, because I do have a podcast episode. It's one of my most popular ever called The Biggest Mistakes I've Ever Made. And it's really funny, but like at one point, did I tell you, like I had my Goodreads profile attached to my public author?
I love this story. I tell this to people all the time.
It's so awful and so funny. And I didn't realize that when I was reading all this absolute real like gay porn on my Kindle and then I would rate it, that it would get attached to my Goodreads profile. And this went on for 4 years and people would get email updates about the fact that I've just like given 2 stars to Topping the Jock because I didn't think it was particularly well written, Jeremy.
Yeah,
like it wasn't
you weren't rating it out of its, yeah.
But like, I mean,
good
obviously,
grammar or anything.
No, but like it was horny as fuck. Oof. And obviously I just keep reading it because it's horny as fuck. But then I can't in good conscience give it 5 stars when you've got like incredible like literary geniuses. But maybe I should just
did
give
you,
it 5 stars.
Did you write reviews as well? Like, were you like,
thank fuck no.
That would have been, like, imagine everyone reading through your, like, you know what? The chemistry was good, but really the dicking down on page 78 could have been a lot better.
I just hated the way they just kept on saying throbbing memories over and over and over again, you know? Like, that. Sometimes they get real fixated on, like, a way to describe a cock.
Yes. And yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm not in it. Like, and also just, like, vaginas. Can we just call it... just call it a pussy.
Yes.
Just don't start with this whole like velvet sheath kind of bullshit or.
No velvet sheath.
No, not for me.
No, no.
And also like as a middle-aged woman who's given birth vaginally twice, like stop talking about tiny pussies. Do you know what I mean? Like
who's talking about tiny pussies?
Oh yeah, just like the whole tight.
Oh
your
yes.
Hole is so tight kind
yes.
of thing. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, who needs it? I've got to just, why can't we
it's
just
it's a magical cave of wonders.
That's right.
We want it as large as possible.
Yeah, that's right. You can curl up in there.
Oh, with a little blanket.
That's right. And it's cozy.
And a TV.
It's cozy, okay?
Yeah.
And but it's not tight and it's overrated.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's. I think we're making really good progress. I think this is exactly where we wanted it to
this
go.
This is a good start. Where we wanted to go. I just want to be clear, like we have like a rough estimate of things we may want to discuss, but also the fact that it may go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
how exciting.
That's how we like Ooh. It. That's how we like it. So I think like I tell Maddie like there's these fantastic books like Letters to a Young Artist and Letters to a Young Poet and like I want this to be that.
Yes.
you know. So I think we're going to finish it there, and we're going to have, like, just for something magical, we're going to have a little musical outro as well for our first time. So let us gather our instruments.
Fuck. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, guys.
Our first incident.
Here's our first mistake.
I just had an enormous smoothie, and it is now everywhere.
In this very, very, very beautiful.
Very beautiful room. Well, I guess
very
we know.
Very
clean room. Okay, it's all up my poster as well. So, and all down my leg. And I'm so glad I didn't bring an extra pair of pants. So who needs it?
Okay, musical outro.
That's right. Proceed as you mean to go on. It's a shit show. It's a shit show. It's a shit show. Hey,
smoothie on the floor.
But it's fun. Yes, it's fun. 'Cause there's a smoothie on the floor.